next presenter. I read an article in the Braille Monitor. I believe it was in July. Seems like it's been a long time ago, but it really hasn't. And the article really impacted me. And I reached out to the Missouri affiliate president, who actually was a wonderful person to reach out to me in August when I was elected to welcome me. And I asked about having this person present, and she put me in touch. And I am excited to have a presenter who is 17 from Missouri, originally from Armenia. And she says that her goals are, one of her goals is to be a lawyer. And the other things are learning to debate. It's a good thing for a lawyer, I guess. Developing leadership skills and prepare for college. So here to talk about blessings from adversity, creating a successful future on Zoom is, how do you say it? Svetlana Ehlers.
Please raise your hand.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right, well, my name is Svetlana Ehlers, and like Jennifer said, I am from Kansas City, Missouri. I was born in Armenia. I lived there for about 9 years. I don't know how many of you read the Braille Monitor in the article, but I was in two different orphanages for 9 years, and I went to the blind school. The country, the staff in the orphanage were pretty abusive, but I got through it. I was adopted at 9 years old, and once I was adopted, my life changed. At first, I was very immature. My mom said, because I couldn't touch, I touched everything. Remember, I can see through my fingers. See, going through the challenges that I did taught me some great things. So what I'm gonna do first, I wanna define adversity and resilience. And I'm going to talk about 3 points: confidence, determination, and faith in Jesus Christ. So first, the way I look at adversity is it's a hardship, misfortune, or something unlucky that happened in life. And there's 2 ways you can look at adversity. You can look at it as you're a victim from that hardship, or you can choose to grow from your challenges that God gives us. And I chose to grow from that hardship. I could have also just came to the United States and sat and felt sorry for myself like I did in the orphanage. But I figured out that that's not a way to be successful in life. I told myself that I was never going to sit again. I'm going to find ways to be successful and to achieve my goal, which is becoming a lawyer. Now, another thing I want to define is resilience. And resilience is the ability to bounce back after going through a certain hardship. And by going through the challenges that I did in the orphanage, and the blind school, I've learned to develop resilience and so that I go through that hardship and then come back and learn from that hardship and to continue to be successful. Now, going through these challenges, I've gained confidence. And I find confidence to be very important to becoming successful. And the way that I did, the way I developed this is my mom helped me develop this skill. She made me advocate for myself. She made me call, she made me call doctor's offices, making my appointments. If I wanted to go visit my grandparents, I had to call and ask for myself. At that time, I didn't like that she made me do all that stuff. But now I'm glad that she made me do those things. I've went to different schools like the Missouri School for the Blind, but I figured out by going to those school, I felt like I was being coddled. And so I went back to being homeschooled, and I've been homeschooled since then. And I figured out by doing that, I was able to be successful and find my own ways of achieving my goals. I participate in many activities that help to build my confidence skills. And one organization is the Civil Air Patrol, which is the United States Air Force Auxiliary. This organization is a lot of fun. But at first, when I joined, I didn't advocate for myself. I let people drag me around, and they were all sighted. At first, I didn't know anything about blindness. I was just like, well, I'll just sit here and not do anything. I'll figure out sooner or later. Now, while you're in this organization, you promote in their ranks, kind of like the Air Force ranks. And I figured out that if I want to be successful, if I want to get some leadership positions, I need to promote. And once I did, my fellow cadets started seeing that. And I taught a class about how to treat someone who has a disability. You know, don't drag me, don't pull me, those type of stuff. And they finally figured out that they probably shouldn't be doing that. And I didn't know that there was actually a policy implemented in the organization that says they can't discriminate. I just didn't know that because I didn't go and research for myself. But once I did that, I got into many leadership positions. Right now, I am our current flight commander for our squadron. So basically, I train junior cadets, help them to gain the skills that I've gained. I also compete in speech and debates. We have a homeschool club. And this is the place where I really, really developed self-confidence. I learned how to speak, how to debate, and I still do that. And I'm glad that I took that class because that's what's really helped me to become successful. And that's what got me out of my shell. Ever since then, I've really figured out what is my purpose in life? Why did I go through those challenges? Because there's no sense in going through a challenge when there's no purpose behind it. And I figured out that by going through those challenges, my faith really increased. If I hadn't gone through those challenges, I wouldn't be the person that I am today. I wouldn't reach my potential. I would just sit around and not do anything. Those challenges made me get up and figure out a way to become successful. Now, one thing I want to talk about is faith. And the way I look at faith is the ability to trust Jesus Christ as my Savior. Now, it's easy for me to do this because I don't have to look around like, where are you, God? I can't find you, you know, because I couldn't see him anyway. So it was easy for me to trust him and to know that he is there for me. You see, being blind, you have to trust people around you. You have to have faith that, number one, they might run you off of a cliff or something like that. I mean, I hope they don't do that, but they might. And so you have to trust that they won't do that. So you have to have faith. And by going through the challenges that I did, I gained faith. And I thank God for going through those hardships. And I really encourage you to do the same. Because as blind people, we go through challenges every day. Whether that be someone coming and grabbing you and you have to find a way to problem solve and say, hey, leave me alone. That's a hardship. And I've had to learn to endure that as well. People will come and grab me and I'll be like, What's wrong? Why are you grabbing me? I'm like, oh, I was just trying to help you. Oh, well, there's other ways. And so you have to use problem-solving skills. And by going through those challenges, I've learned to problem-solve as well. Another thing I've learned is determination. So this last year, we got a wood stove. And the problem is my mom kept getting upset because she had to put the wood in the fire. And she was like, you need to figure out how to do this. And I kept getting sick of hearing it from her. So I figured out a way to do this. So at first I picked up the log carrier and tried to put the log in that way. But sadly, it wasn't working. The log kept falling out and some ashes fell out on the ground. The good thing that there wasn't a carpet near there. But then I figured out I got some of our cooking gloves and used that. But that wasn't a great idea because I could still feel the heat because I was touching the flames. So then my dad gave me his fireproof gloves and I used that to put the wood in the fire. It worked, but I melted my dad's fireproof gloves. He was pretty surprised because, as the word implies, it should be fireproofed. So I did this, and actually I burned part of my sleeve of my sweater as I was doing this. So my mom was like, okay, I understand it now. You probably shouldn't be doing this. That's dangerous. But you know what? I still figure out ways to do that because, you know, I feel bad for other people doing things and I don't get to do it either. It's like they sit there and complain, and then you have to find a way to be successful. Or you can have those people who say, oh, it's okay, you just sit down, I'll take care of it for you. I don't like that feeling. So I'm going to find any way to go through that challenge, to get through that door, so I can be successful. Now, the topic of this convention is turning obstacles into opportunities. And I really love that, turning obstacles into opportunities. You have obstacles in life everywhere you go, whether that be getting into a car, you crossing a street, all that is an obstacle. And you have to find ways to get through that obstacle and to get through life. But you create opportunities with that. You find ways to use those obstacles so that you can be successful. Because I figured out that becoming a lawyer isn't going to be easy. It's going to be challenging. I have to get through high school, then I have to go through college, and then I have to go through 4 years of law school. But guess what? I'm not going to quit. I'm going to find a way to be successful so that I can grow from those challenges. By going through those hardships I did in Armenia has really taught me that. And I hope that you've gained experience by going through different challenges in life so that you can grow from it. Now, I'm not asking you to go find hard things to do every single day of your life so you can gain that experience. No. When there's something in front of you, because you're going to have challenges in life, that's when you need to succeed. Don't go out and thinking, I need to find something hard to do. No, it's going to come with life. And you have to think of it that way, that it's going to come and you have to find a way to get through that obstacle. I really hope that I have challenged you, that you will go out and whether that be learning how to cook a meal or crossing a street, you'll think back to what I said. This is a way to become successful in life. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing some of your story. And thank you for joining us from Missouri. We certainly appreciate you very much.
You're welcome. And thank you for inviting me to speak.
Thank you.